Welcome to the podcast where we dive into the world of business, exploring entrepreneurship, strategies, and success stories. The popular grocery chain, Boo's, is making a notable shift in their customer service approach, according to the latest news. Citing both executive and customer dissatisfaction with self-service checkouts, Boo's is set to prioritize human interaction at their stores. Both parties have expressed a clear preference for real people over technology when checking out groceries. Consequently, Boo's will be removing self-service checkouts and redeploying their staff to traditional tills. This move aims to provide customers with a more personalized and engaging shopping experience. Keep an eye on this story for further updates on these developments. In recent Diageo news, the Guinness maker's stock has suffered a significant hit, plunging 15.44% after the company's latest earnings report. This drastic drop positions Diageo at the foot of London's FTSE 100 index, indicating a major decline in market confidence. The precipitous decline has been driven by a warning from Diageo about slowing sales in the Caribbean and Latin America. This cautionary statement has had a direct impact on sales and prospective profits, causing a sharp drop in the company's stock value. As a result of the grim forecast, Diageo expects a blow to its profitability. Consequently, shares have tumbled by 13-15%, marking a challenging period for the company due to these regional economic issues. In the latest news from MicroStrategy, the company's bold gamble to heavily invest in Bitcoin has yielded fantastic results. They've seen their initial $4.6 billion Bitcoin bet soar to over $5.77 billion, posting over $1 billion in unrealized profits. Furthermore, the company's stock has witnessed a significant uptick, leaping an impressive 246% in 2023 following the adoption of its Bitcoin strategy. A substantial credit for these lucrative outcomes goes to the company's founder and executive chairman, Michael Saylor, whose Bitcoin investment exceeded $1 billion in unrealized profit. Clearly, MicroStrategy's multi-billion dollar Bitcoin investments led by Saylor have turned out to be immensely profitable. In the latest WeWork news, the company experienced a rollercoaster week, commencing with its filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Remarkably, despite this filing, WeWork's stock doubled in value on its over-the-counter debut, presenting yet another perplexing bet on a bankrupt company. Alongside this, the company announced its restructuring plans to bolster its capital structure, reduce debt, and concentrate on business continuity. In the midst of this turbulence, David Tolley replaced the colorful and controversial co-founder Adam Neumann, introducing a starkly different leadership style to WeWork. Surprisingly, despite his fall from the helm, Neumann is set to gain $430 million from the company's bankruptcy in a rather unexpected twist, adding another layer to his contentious career trajectory. WeWork's wild ride, particularly with relation to Neumann, remains a focal point for attention and will continue monitoring the unfolding developments. In the latest Elon Musk news, the billionaire has been riding a wave of optimism about the upcoming Tesla Model 2. This highly anticipated electric vehicle is forecasted to make a significant impact in the market. Coinciding with this, Musk's five-step improvement process is gaining traction as a revolutionary framework for optimizing various systems and processes. However, the news surrounding Musk isn't all bright. Analysts from HSBC have raised concerns over the deliverability of Musk's promises at Tesla, hinting at possible future challenges for the corporation. Besides his business endeavors, Musk has also stirred up controversy by advocating for Israel to demonstrate kindness towards Gaza to neutralize Hamas. This perspective has sparked wide-ranging discussions, questioning the involvement of corporations in geopolitical conflicts. In the latest developments from NatWest News, former NatWest CEO, Alison Rose, forfeited a significant £7.6 million payout after stepping down amidst controversies. She admitted to involving in discussions concerning Nigel Farage's bank account details. This scandal led to the cancellation of her £7.6 million payout, marking a sizable fallout from this situation. the repercussions have been substantial, thus causing her to resign. We'll continue to follow this evolving story, so stay tuned. Wrestling mogul Vince McMahon is causing a stir in the world of wrestling and MMA with a substantial stock move. McMahon plans to sell over $700 million worth of his stake in TKO, the parent company of WWE, formed out of a merger with UFC. This decision is notably contrasted by other executives investing millions into TKO. McMahon's momentous sell-off is definitely shaking up the industry. Keep following for further developments in this unfolding story. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the dynamics of the business world and gained valuable insights into the ever-evolving landscape of entrepreneurship, management, and innovation.